You're talking about justice. There isn't much justice in politics. It's about interests more than justice.
Muslimanski narod ne može da se odbrani ako bude rat ovde.
Agenista.
Some of them probably think that too many of us survive.
Bosnia and Herzegovina was a place that I'd never heard of until the early 90s. My first of many visits was just after the war, less than an hour by aeroplane from Vienna. The place was horribly disfigured in every way. The history of this land appears to influence the present and the future. It is an incredibly beautiful country, rich in every way. A society with many layers, ethnic, religious, cultural, political and others. If genocide is less than a Holocaust, then here in Bosnia-Herzegovina, for the Bosniaks or the Muslims, was the last Holocaust in Europe.
Koji je zločin uradio nad ovim našim sinovima i na našim muževima.
These are her sons and that they were killed 18 and 20 years old. All these women have lost so much and that is injustice. That's why they're upset.
Those that lived through the terrible barbarity almost two decades ago continue to speak out loud as the absence of justice lingers on. Many questions repeated and echoed with silent answers.
When people ask me here, why did they attack us? Why did they kill us and so on? What happened there? Is it because we are Muslims?
Grad. I napokon došao je trenutak da se posle bune protiv Dahija Turcima osvetimo na ovom prostoru.
We are seeing today is there is a downward revision of that so-called Dayton Peace Agreement. The Dayton Peace Agreement was accepted by former president of Bosnia-Herzegovina, Alija Izetbegović. He accepted that agreement.
In the case of Bosnia, we had something which is worse than war, and that is genocide. Dayton Peace Agreement was meant to stop the war, and the Dayton Agreement is not perfect, but we have to allow the time for the healing.
It is the only system in the world where a three-member presidency here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. It was invented by the Europeans and Americans for what? The European Union is created upon the principle of being a Christian union exclusively. Muslims can only be a minority there. They cannot have the power.
Two snipers are down there.
Shit!
People from Bosnia, you know, they the war in Bosnia came later, after the war in Croatia. But the people in Bosnia, they didn't see any sign of war. They didn't see that war is coming after the after Tito. Milošević wanted to be politician number one.
Tih dobrih osobina koje su onda davno bile prisutne na polju Kosova.
He wanted a state of Serbs. In public, he always spoke that he's fighting for Yugoslavia, but it was not the truth.
Privately, some of them said the truth. Like former President Mitterrand of France said openly that we were unnatural because there are Muslims in Bosnia. At least he was honest. The others said that painful but realistic restoration of Christian Europe. I quote, painful but realistic restoration of Christian Europe. Is Christian Europe restored by killing people?
Turci se pompiriše, braćo i gospodo, izbrani junaci, evo nam se sada, približi se Danci.
This magnificent landscape holds dark, suffocating secrets inside the earth. In less than a week, over 8,000 Muslim males were slaughtered just in the Srebrenica area.
Up to now, more than 400 mass graves have been found in the entire Bosnia-Herzegovina, containing the remains of five or more victims. The largest grave held more than 1,000 victims. This is the 80th mass grave only in the Srebrenica area. In the grave we're seeing today, we have found the remains of several dozen or hundreds of victims of the Srebrenica genocide.
At that time, the genocide, for example, in Srebrenica was not official. Now it's official, ruled by the International Court of Justice. They said, yes, this was the genocide.
My father and brother went into the forest. They have not managed to get through, and we never found out what happened to them. So since July the 11th, they are registered as missing.
After the fall of Srebrenica, my three brothers never came back. My father, my cousin, my wife's father, my uncle and his sons. So all my closest family, they were all killed.
We're a peaceful people. We've never committed a genocide. We've never attacked our neighbors. Everyone could live with us, from Jews expelled from Spain to Catholics who became Croats or Orthodox who became Serbs. Everyone could live with us.
Šta god bude za majke I za njihovo srce ranjeno, nema pravde. Za nas je agništa. Plavušićku pušća, ali one nakaz sve puštaju I Karadžića oni neće osuditi.
Umrčana još iz gradova, što ukupno iznosi 67 I to nije još konačno.
jer genocid nad nama je izvršen od Evrope, jer je Evropa želi i danas da uništi islam.
Da ne bi mrznula se.
Tu prvu možda noć nismo bile ni svjesne šta se dešava. Čuješ jauke u toku noći, ali ono, ne znaš šta je. Sve dok nismo pošle po tim prvim potocima, recimo gdje ono kad zatreba nekom djetetu voda ili nešto. Znači svako skretanje dublje unutra iz naroda se ono mogle vidjeti veće žrtve, muškarci pogotovo već su bili poklani, pobijeni. Ono.
Ta mržnja dolazi, to je već historijski moment.
The hatred here comes from. Well, this is now a historical thing. Since Fateh Sultan Mehmed conquered these areas, Serbs survived such a defeat and cannot handle it. Since that time, they carry an immense hatred toward Muslims, the Turks, and now they call the Bosnian Muslims the Bosniaks, Turks, and this is their revenge.
The Bosnian Muslims are today in the process of fighting every day for their human rights, because nothing is giving us for nothing. So we have to fight.
The truth is, they sided with Milosevic. They were not indifferent and neutral. They sided with Milosevic. They gave him enough time to do this, whatever he wanted to do. And they intervened in the end. And it was American-led intervention.
Look what Šešnik and Karadžić are doing to the entire legal system of the international community. They are criminals, yet they're treated as if nobody knows what they've done, and the entire world knows what they have done. But the procedure needs to be carried out, and they do not allow that to happen.
U konačnom, šta je najveći problem Haga?
The biggest problem with the Hague Tribunal is that there is no implementation of what the Hague rules. No implementation on the field, and you reach a conclusion that all The Hague does, they do, is just to have it on paper, so that the international community can cover itself, as if they were doing something for Bosnia and Herzegovina. But the result of those verdicts are not visible, even the least in Bosnia.
Primary graves were where bodies were first thrown into the ground, then dug up later, moved to secondary graves. This could only be done as an organised criminal act by a state power.
Sometimes people pay to know that. We have to pay. And that's how we discover our mass graves.
Why can it not be suggested to the Serbs? You've done what you've done. As a part of reconciliation, tell us where you've buried people.
No refusal, because everybody says we don't know. And these mass graves are another witness, and that's why they are a problem.
This is a factory in Kravica village near Bratunac, where in the middle of July 1995, according to witnesses and the Hague Tribunal, more than 1,200 Bosnian Muslims were locked inside and shot by Serbian soldiers. They fired into them with Kalashnikovs and then threw bombs onto those boys and men. After they were executed here, they were taken to primary mass graves. After that, they were then exhumed from those primary graves to the so-called secondary graves, where we find them today.
Right now, they ask us here in Bosnia-Herzegovina, well, the genocide should be not mentioned so much. So, genocide can be committed, but should not be talked about. This is a travesty. It was a total genocide, everywhere.
I could never imagine something like this would happen here. Before the war, I used to be friends with everyone. It was true brotherhood and unity.
Kažem da sam živjela u porodičnoj kući sa svekrom, svekrovom i zaovo. Zločin se desio 15. augusta od četnika, od prvog komšije. Došao je na vrata, pola 11, pokucao, izvalio vrata na silu. Prvo je ubio svekra, pa svekru, onda je zaovo. A prije nego što je nije pobio, nadamno mi je izvršio zločin silovanja, dok su oni bili živi. Na njihove oči je izvršio zločin silovanja nadamno.
I met the girl, girls and women who were raped. I believed it, thousands and thousands victims. You know, their stories is horrible stories. You know, they were captured. They were forced to go with soldiers.
They created, especially through the media, they created an atmosphere within which everything was possible.
Bio je jedan zadužen vojvoda za mene u Višegradu, koji je osuđen za moj slučaj. I življava su oni, tuče me i imam i oštećena mi je glava, imam uguša krvi u mozgu. Bila sam 5 mjeseci sama. Tako, eto, bilo je svega, bilo je svašta, iživljavalo se i sve su. Za mnom su Srpkinje išle po Višegradu i kažu mi, vikali su me balinkuro, kurvo. I ovaj čovjek što je on, kao on je bio glavni nada mnom, kaže, rađaš ješ sad malo četnike, dosta ćeš rađala balinsku djecu, sad ćeš malo četnike rađati. I bila sam i ostala trudna, ali sam imala sreću, pa sam to završila da ne rodim to dijete. I tako trajalo je to sve pet mjeseci je to bilo. I radila, i tako se to dešavalo po noći i popodne i kad žala i ne znam više, bilo je strašno. I življavali su se kako su oni znali. I sve su me vikali bulo.
Ja sam pošla u sobu, vratio me. Ja sam čula kako moja ćerka plače. Ja sam utrčala u sobu. Kasno je bilo. Pored toga što je silovao, puškom joj je razbio glavu. Ja sam bukvalno skočila na njega. Ja sam tad mislila da ona nema glave. Samo sam vidjela krv. I vrat. Jer je lila krv.
A već jednu odveli od 16-17 godina. Znaš? I kad su mene vodili u prostorije i silovali, zabavila se ja, nemam, me odmah dođu djeca da me traže, otvore vrata. Kaže, vidi, ova je dobra. Ja skočim, on ovaj, jedan mene nožem, imam ovdje, sad bih pokazala, nego imam štrampove. Čekaj da vidim, evo, imam ove kraće, evo. Možda i...
Ne možeš,
nema,
nemoj se mučiti.
Evo vidim. Od njega sam doživljala genocid. Desilo se to 15. augusta 1992. godine u porodičnoj kući u kojoj sam ja živjela sa svekrom, svekrom i zaovom. Meni je zlo. Ej, meni je zlo.
Sad joj je zlo. Sad ja.
Ja ne znam da je rekao da mu je zlo, ja bih hajao, zeri nije nikad bilo.
Šta mi je to? Zeri nije.
So how can they believe in their society and the life of it if the life is so cheap? You see? So they have to come to terms with this.
One su sve znale šta se dešavalo. Višegrad je mali grad. Svi su znali šta se dešavalo i srpske su žene upućivale gdje ko živi.
Pa ja mislim da je ovo projekat Evropi.
I think that this was a European project with the intent to extinguish Muslims. I'm saying this publicly and responsibly, and I will say this in Geneva as well. It was intended to kill Muslims in Bosnia-Herzegovina in order to prevent the creation of a Muslim state.
Ja sam samo jedna od hiljade i hiljade silovanih bošnjačkih žena, muslimanskih žena. Riječi koje su nam govorili kad su silovali, Turkinjo, bulo. Nećeš više rađati Turke, već četnike. A žene koje su i djevojke rodile djecu, oni su ih držali po odmakloj trudnoći, kada više nisu mogle izvršiti prekid trudnoće. Znači da su planeri agresije silovanje koristili kao najjače oružje.
So we will accept these children that were born as a consequence of rape, as our own children, as Muslims. It is because our faith is a human faith, and it requests that we raise these children as our own and in the spirit of Islam, and raise them as proper Muslims, raise them to be just and not unjust as their fathers, because their fathers committed a great injustice, especially against those women. But we would never permit the Mujahideen or our future generations to become like those Chetniks. Then there would be no difference whatsoever between us.
Ahmo was not only beaten and held in a concentration camp, he was consistently abused sexually and then raped. His story is too graphic and disturbing, but he, like many other males, are beginning to break the humiliating silence.
Da me vidi narod komšije, ja sam bio šaren sam isto kao i ovo. Žuto, crveno, modro, crveno, sav po tijelu. Imao sam kuhođa, naš. Omotanu glavu, od zavoja, od plastera, rokade su po licu bile, dva ova zuba su mi izbijena.
Ja ne znam šta je bilo u tim ljudskim glavama, šta je onoliko preko jednog, za preko noći, da iz čista mira uzme nekog dublje, ja to nikad neću ni shvatiti, niti ja to danas razumijem.
We are horrible societies without compassion, without solidarity, without understanding pain and suffering.
Ono što me desilo, što mi se trefilo, što nosim u duši, kako ja to da krijem? Kako ja, koga ću ja da krijem? Zločinca onaj što je radio to od mene i od moje djece. I što moja djeca imaju do života traume. Znaš, i da šuti.
Rape is an unspoken lethal yet legal weapon endorsed by many military planners. Women continue to be one of the spoils of war in 21st century, yet perpetrators still walk freely and without fear. These enormous injustices are vibrant and alive. Every Bosniak has more than one story, some heartbreaking and some without end. While the international community floundered at the edges, Bosniaks began to challenge the overwhelming odds. In the shadow of political hypocrisy, genocide, barbarism and ethnic cleansing, there were those that extended their arms from within and afar to offer their humanity and courage in the face of inhumanity and evil.
If we had those arms the enemy had, Bosnia would be three times bigger than now.
When we came to fight them, we just could not find them. They were running like rabbits before us.
I can say that they are great cowards. Both Serbian and Croatian soldiers were great cowards.
I hope that the Serbs who exterminated Bosniaks are really ashamed about it.